Bertemu kembali dan kita masih lagi membincangkan berkenaan bagaimana PMKS boleh bangkit daripada krisis ini menerusi pendigitalan dan juga perubahan. Bermula daripada pendapatan RM500 sebulan perniagaan pakaian pengantin, Mariani Cik Mat terkesan ketika pandemik tahun lepas apabila tempahan untuk pakaian pengantin semakin berkurangan. Selepas latihan yang diberikan People Systems Consultancy Seri Berhad, Mariani kini bangkit lebih kukuh dan mampu untuk menggaji ramai individu untuk jalankan perniagaan barunya, Roti. Saksikan cerita kejayaan dalam rakaman temubual saya bersama pengasas My Bread to You, Mariani Cik Mat, dan pengarah eksekutif People Systems Consultancy Sdn Bhd Raymond Gabriel. Thank you for joining us, Raymond, and also Mariani. Mariani, let's start with you. Perhaps we want to know, why do you think digital transformation is crucial for the survival of micro enterprises like My Bread to You? Tell us your story. You went from about RM500 of income, I believe, to about RM5,332, and you're now able to install a Wi-Fi at home and bought a new computer for your children's education. Tell us your story, Mariani.
Okay, basically about myself. Actually, I am a full-time housewife. Ada dua orang children, berumur 15 tahun dan 7 tahun. Mm. What I did previously is saya menjalankan perniagaan menerima tempahan pakaian pengantin. Mm. And by that time, early in the 2020, bermulanya MCO 1.0, saya mendapati yang bisnes jahitan saya itu terjejas teruk. Dan pendapatan tu macam-macam berkurang dan berkurang. So saya mengambil inisiatif untuk memikirkan jalan macam mana ya untuk saya menambahkan pendapatan dan mengikut keperluan penduduk semasa, penduduk tempatan, penduduk tempat masa itulah. So saya mendapati permintaan terhadap roti pada masa tu sangat tinggi, while at the same time bila demand tu tinggi tapi supply tu tak ada. Dan orang keliling pun macam merungut-rungut kan, fikir macam mana ya nak dapat roti. So macam masa tu saya tengok dekat mana-mana media sosial pun dia orang cakap okay, ada DIY, macam mana kita nak buat roti semua kan. So, I was learning from there lah. I slowly gain knowledge daripada situ. And I start jual kecil-kecilan. Dan surprisingly, permintaan tu ada dan tinggi sangat. Maknanya, saya dah nampak lah kat situ bila income saya dah start jump up lah. From there, bila saya buat, tapi without knowledge, saya pun dapat recommendation from my friend to join this short course from PSC. So from there, I learn banyak module yang saya boleh praktiskan dalam bisnes.
Okay. Raymond, tell us about the PSC's entrepreneurial program to equip marginalized community with the means and knowledge needed to participate in a larger or in larger financial systems. Why is their financial participation so important, Raymond?
I think at the moment, it's very critical for small micro businesses to understand how to cope with the pandemic. If you take a look at how business is done, right? Most of the time, the small micro entrepreneurs used to go out, they used to sell, to a stall, through a shop, or to be forward facing, to face customers. But what happened with the pandemic and the lockdown is they had to migrate online. They had to sell business digitally, right? And many of them didn't know how to do it, how to promote their business, and how to actually get in customers from online platforms. So besides the online part, the strategy of scaling a business also is quite critical for a micro enterprise. Now, over the last 16 years, what we have began to teach people is basically how to strategize how to grow their sales, how to grow their income, how to actually get in bigger paying, larger customers, so that the business income can go. Thereby, the impact to the family can be there as well. Mm-hmm. So we started this as a means of impacting small micro entrepreneurs, marginalized communities. And so far, we've done about 50,000 in ASEAN.
Dan Marani, mungkin Marani boleh jelaskan ya apa yang Marani pelajari daripada PSC tersebut, daripada program PSC tersebut, terutama dari sudut menguruskan pemasaran contohnya dan juga menguruskan akaun. Apa yang boleh Marani jelaskan kepada mereka di luar sana, usahawan di luar sana, kepentingan program-program yang dilakukan oleh PSC dan juga apa yang Marani pelajari?
Okey, melalui PSC, apa yang kaedah yang mereka cuba perkenalkan tu pada saya sangat mudah, very simple. Modul yang diperkenalkan tu pun kalau ikutkan tak banyak dan mudah untuk kita praktiskan. Macam contohnya, kita, simple, very basic one. The module yang dia ajar tu adalah... macam mana untuk bersaing dengan dengan peniaga lain tapi dalam keadaan yang sihat. Which is you have to join dua jenis perniagaan yang berbeza kan. Okay, and then dia akan bagi kita macam mana untuk skill untuk memasarkan barangan kita melalui platform yang sesuai macam tu yang kita boleh gain more customer. And ada lain selain daripada tu kita boleh tahu macam mana cara kita nak memasarkan barangan kita tu melalui beberapa kaedah lah. Contohnya melalui pelanggan ke atas pelanggan. So contohnya saya dah dapat tarik our regular customer yang around us ni, and then from there yang mereka yang tertarik dengan roti kita tu dia akan perkenalkan pada rakan-rakan yang lain. So it create networking lah from there.
Okay. Raymond, share with us how many modules do you have currently and how do you deliver this module, especially during this pandemic, right? Do you have online trainings for these entrepreneurs?
Yes, we do. So we actually have 10 modules. And the basic ones, we cover things from a little bit on blue ocean strategy. We cover things on you know, how to actually improve their operations, how to scale their business, sales strategies. And it's mainly delivered online. So we the first thing we got to do is to teach these marginalized groups, the micro entrepreneurs, the disabled community that we work with through you know, another major partner of ours, Maybank Foundation. We teach the marginalized, the disabled, teach them first how to go online, because the difficulty is many of them have not gone online before. They don't know how to use Zoom and other so we've created videos to teach them. We coach them personally how to get them online. We even sometimes pay for their internet access to allow them to actually come online. And then we put them through a structured three-day sort of entrepreneurship program and mentoring thereafter, personal coaching to enable them to grow their income, just like Mariani here.
Mariani's income grew by 966% from RM500 to RM5,332. Yes. She was also able to provide a new computer for her children's education and install Wi-Fi at home. But what about the other entrepreneurs that you've helped and you've trained out there? Tell us their success stories.
Well, we have people like Mas Lizawati, who actually now gives jobs to, you know, people who come out from orphanages. There's 16 of them that she employs. You know, she does selling chicken rice and other things through stalls. We have people who sell face masks, you know, in Indonesia, in Philippines. So there's a lot of people that actually do businesses. And when they used to do it, they used to like open up a stall in front of their house or try and go to a stall in an area where they used to sell, but they can't do it anymore. So we get them to move online. We teach them social media. We teach them how to promote their business on Facebook. And this has enabled this kind of major income increase. Now, there's only one thing that we ask from participants when they have that income increase. They have to help their community or at least their family members. So we've had these marginalized groups send their kids to school now. They can afford to buy devices for the children to study. income is a fantastic equalizer. Mm. If we can continue to help those people who are entrepreneurs struggling through the pandemic equalize and raise their incomes, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for them to actually weather this period and get through this time. Yeah.
Okay. Dan Mariani juga telah berjaya mengambil ibu tunggal bekerja dan juga meluaskan perniagaan ke kawasan Lembah Kelang. Ceritakan tentang pengalaman tersebut. Dulu Mariani bermula seorang diri, kini ada pekerja lain dan juga dapat menggaji pekerja dan komuniti di sekeliling Mariani.
So the most important, I started join the course by end of 2020 though. So surprisingly, just in few months, I dapat create my new environment yang lebih positive, and then I dapat help people around me lah. At the same time, I dapat bagi hadiah roti dekat orang lagi kan. So I just like happy lah untuk buat orang around me happy. Besides I buat business juga. So yang menariknya, saya dapat bantu ibu tunggal yang mana dia pun meniagakan face mask untuk saya. Itu join business lah, besides business roti yang saya buat. And recently pun I dapat helper juga dalam family, which is dia kehilangan kerja dan saya bantu dia untuk gain income lah dengan sebagai pendapatan tambahan untuk dia. So saya rasa macam sangat membantu.
Secara peribadi je, mungkin kita boleh lihat kepada perasaan tersebut ya. Apa rasanya daripada rasa hampir tiada pendapatan kerana baju kahwin tersebut mungkin tak dapat permintaan pada ketika itu sampai sekarang, apa rasanya Mariani?
Saya faham apa yang rakyat sekeliling sekarang ni rasa. Dia akan rasa macam down sebab kita dah macam tak tahu nak buat apa, buntu semua kan. Tapi kita tak boleh mengalah, tak boleh jatuh terus dan jatuhlah. Kita kena fikir apa inisiatif untuk kita bantu family. Sebabnya macam saya sendiri pun suami hilang kerja kan. Tapi benda-benda tu semua tak boleh kita macam give up. Kita give up lagi tak datang hasil. So we have to do something yang kita rasa okay, this is something good yang memang dah ada permintaan, kenapa kita perlu let go peluang tu. So I use that chance untuk attract lagi ramai orang. Macam melalui sekarang kita platform sangat mudah, kita tak payah keluar dan kita just duduk rumah through FB, IG, TikTok. So banyak platform. Semua orang akan cari you. So you tak payah keluar untuk cari orang.
Raymond, tell us about people like Mariani out there. They have all these skills now. Where do you see them go in, say, 3 or 5 years' time?
Okay, we've seen many of our participants. So one of the most important things that is in a module with us is to impact the community. Yeah? So once they have their income and their income increase, they must give jobs to the community. They must give back. They must train other people. So we make it a mandatory thing with us. Now, people like Mariani, we've seen them grow like from 5,000 ringgit. If they keep working hard, they keep applying what is taught, they have access to other modules, to other programs with us, so they can keep growing. And we've seen some of them become SMEs that employ maybe 10 to 12 people, you know, earn about 200,000, 300,000 ringgit a month in spite of difficult times, you know, in spite of coming from a very difficult background, like you heard about her. I mean, her husband lost her job, you know, her income was down. There is hope in this pandemic. If we can find that ability to find that grace or passion that you have, turn it into a business, use our programs to coach you to come up, there's no limit limiting these people. They can actually come up quite high. Everybody has got a special grace or ability in them. If you can tap into it, the possibilities are there.
On that note, we thank you very much Raymond Gabriel, Pengarah Executive People Systems Consultancy Sdn Bhd, dan juga Mariani Cik Mat, pengasas My Bread to You, membincangkan berkenaan dengan program PSC dalam membantu usahawan untuk transformasikan perniagaan mereka di tengah pandemik ini. Dan paparan itu akhir Niaga Awani untuk pagi ini. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Salam Aidil Adha dan juga salam hormat.